This is Living As You.
Picture this. You're in a classroom or in a meeting. It's about 4:30 on a Thursday. You're tired. You're hungry. And you probably didn't get a lot of sleep last night. As you're listening to either your professor or the individual in charge of the meeting, you realize that they're asking everyone questions. Answers to which you don't know. And as you start to think, dang, man, if only I had gotten that sleep or had that protein bar after lunch, I would have a little more energy and could answer some of their questions. Some of your classmates or colleagues raise their hands. And before you know what's going on, they're throwing out all the answers. They sound smarter than anyone you've ever met. And you're looking at them like, dang, whoa. Did you just say that? It's not just one person. It's the guy in the front row. It's the guy with the coffee. It's the person in the back who you thought was asleep, but actually, they happen to know exactly what the person in charge wanted to know. And it's in that moment that, for many times, I'm sure, a thought has creeped in. Dang! How come all these people around me know the answers or what's going on, and I don't. I don't happen to know what's going on. I've struggled with this many times. This has been a scene that has been very familiar to me personally, and more evident than ever when I went to school. You see, when I would get in those classrooms, those large lecture halls and Jordan Hall of Science, 200 Notre Dame students filling up the classrooms, excited to dominate pre-med biology, organic chemistry that first year. There were many times that my professors would ask the class questions, and I would have no clue. I would have no clue what the answers were. And in those moments, I would see many of my classmates seemingly know all the info, know all the answers, and I would sit there thinking, man, am I missing something? Why don't I know this stuff? Why are they seemingly always have so much more knowledge than myself? Being comfortable with yourself, that is one of the hardest things to do in this world. But in reality, it's everything. Because when you're comfortable with you and where you are currently at, dang, you find a peace, a joy, and honestly, a tranquility and stillness that you could never ever find otherwise. And why do I say this? Well, today, especially in a society that prioritizes that and pushes and says you are not enough, that says you need to keep going, that says, man, where you are is not where you should be, that's hard for a lot of people. And especially when we do know many times some of our strengths and we do know our accomplishments, we can see what we've done and all the good that is in our hearts and who we are, it is so easy to sit there and compare to the people around us and think we're not adequate, think we're not good enough, think we're not doing a task well enough. And I remember as I was sitting there freshman year in all these science classes, I'm thinking, man, I thought I had good prep in high school, but I'm not good enough. I let one of those voices, the voice of negativity, the voice of comparison, and the voice of uncomfortability take over in my mind. Today, we have two voices inside of us. Think about it. We have that voice of confidence, of strength, of positive encouragement, of inspiration. And we also have that other voice that looks around at what we seemingly don't have or looks around at other people's strengths. And instead of feeling happy for someone, We get envious. We feel upset. We feel cheated. We feel like, dang, I'm not enough who I am. Today, I'm here to say that you are enough where you are and who you are right now. It doesn't mean that I'm sure there's not places you want to be, or there's things in your life maybe you want to improve. Maybe you want to learn another language. Maybe you want to learn to become a little more patient, especially during this time in quarantine. Maybe you want to learn a new skill. Maybe you want to learn how to invest your money. Maybe you want to own a business. But there's a difference between striving to do something new and learn and beating yourself up for where you currently are. It's like when you're running a marathon, and let's say you've run 6 or 7 miles out of the 26.2. And it's if you were to simply stop and look at someone else who might have done a marathon last week and say, man, they are so much better than me because they already finished 26.2 a week ago. Where here I am, I've only accomplished 6 or 7 miles in this race and I'm not feeling good. If you were to stop there simply because of, out of comparison, or looking at someone else to say, man, they have something I don't, well, you are belittling all of the incredible work you've done to get to those 6, 7 miles. I mean, come on, you've run 6 or 7 miles. It's like right now in your life, look at what you've overcome. Look at the person you are. Look at the strengths you have. Look at the skills, whether that be video editing, whether that be painting, whether that be the incredible intellect you have, the creativity, the entrepreneurship, your ability to play the piano, to play the trumpet, to speak, to make people laugh. Look at all of that that you have. And of course, we all want to be someone where we're all striving. We're all striving to be somewhere new. But think about it. Do you think you're going to be any more happy or any maybe a lot more fulfilled when you get to that final destination, when you learn Japanese and become fluent, when you learn how to drive a car, fly a plane, when you make that $1 million or $2 million? It's about the journey and simply being comfortable with you. I struggle with this a lot, especially growing up and playing lots of tennis. And as I've alluded to in earlier episodes, how lucky am I to have grown up with a brother who loves tennis, a brother who challenged me on the tennis court, at regional tournaments, at national events, at our local club, as Michael and I would go and hit together. And comparisons and this whole idea of being comfortable with me, that was something I struggled with for years. Because you see, my brother, he was always a lot more talented than me. He was a lot more athletic. He could always run faster, hit the ball harder. He always seemed to up me when it came to fitness and especially the sport of tennis. And for years, I felt envious. I felt like I wasn't good enough because I wasn't achieving, quote, as many wins as Michael. Or I wasn't athletic enough, or I couldn't slide to get that ball, or I couldn't outlast my opponents on the court like he could. And I realized in that mindset of comparison, in that mindset of looking at Michael and truly appreciating the incredible gifts, the incredible athlete he was, in addition to that, I was putting myself down because I truly wasn't comfortable with where I was at. And instead of being grateful for the amazing gifts and the talents of myself to serve a ball, to be able to play tennis, to be able to accomplish all the things that I did accomplish, I instead felt sad and just shamed myself and thinking, man, I wasn't good enough. And it was only until the point I said, Patrick, look at what you've accomplished. Look at all the tournaments you've qualified for. Look at all the practice you've put in. Look at how, from year to year, how much better you've gotten. It wasn't until I became comfortable with me and where I was at on the tennis court did I finally find peace, and did I finally truly enjoy this game that I'd been playing for up to 10 years. In addition, there have been so many times in my life, I don't know about each of you, but sometimes when I'm not feeling good, whether it's health reasons, maybe I just woke up and I'm tired. Maybe I got hit with a tough grade, or I didn't get an internship, or I applied for something and was bummed about. Maybe I heard some news that I was really upset about. For whatever reason, maybe that day I wasn't feeling it. But I have a tendency, or at least in the past, have had a tendency to think back to times in which I was rocking and to almost long for those times. Have you ever done that? You're currently in a state of maybe just struggle, whether it's mentally, physically, you're just not rocking. And what I've done is let my mind go to maybe that a week ago or 2 weeks ago, to where I was in a good place or was surrounded by people who I loved. Or maybe I was at a good point with health that I was really excited about. And instead of being grateful for the present moment, no matter how hard it is, I find that in the past, at least, I would put my mind in the past longing for that time when I felt in tip-top shape, or that time when I was rocking with the health, instead of being grateful for where I truly am. And so that's something I'm currently working on every day, is to simply say, this is me, currently, right now, this second. This is Patrick Quinn. Whatever state you're in, however good, bad, happy, sad, mad you're feeling, this is you. And that is more than enough. Because where you are right now, the person you are, the way you're feeling, the things you are achieving or not achieving, the emotions you're feeling, those are the emotions you are supposed to be feeling in this time. You are where you're supposed to be. And when I remind myself, when I look at myself in the mirror and I say, wow, this is me. This is me. I realize that I don't have to be anyone else. And I finally find a little comfort and ease in knowing that as many goals as I have, as many dreams and drive and ambition, where I am is completely okay. Be comfortable with you. When you are comfortable with you, you can begin to appreciate others more for who they are. You can appreciate others' accomplishments, other people's gifts, other people's strengths in a way that you will never have been able to appreciate them before. Think about it. If you're not comfortable with you, you look at someone else's accomplishments or strengths, and it's easy to be envious. It's easy to look at them and say, oh, they're so much better than me. It's easy to get in that judgmental comparison mindset. But when you're comfortable with where you are, and again, there's a difference between being satisfied and stopping the push, than simply being comfortable with you and continuing to strive for greatness, strive for your goals, strive to be better. There's that difference. But by being comfortable, you are able to fly higher in life and truly appreciate others more. And how do we do this? One thing, gratitude. When you are grateful for who you are and where you currently are, no matter how much pain you're in, no matter how much motivation you have to get to another place, when you are grateful for simply the chance to wake up in whatever state you woke up in today, however you're feeling right now, hungry, tired, angry, sad, man, feel grateful. Stop and just think of how great it is where you currently are. Gratitude allows you to be comfortable with you. So keep striving, keep going, keep being ambitious, keep dreaming. But as you're going for these goals and these new heights in your life, remember to simply be comfortable with you, the way you are.